nations cry out, they cry out to you. And the mountains, they bow down before you. So I will join with the earth, and I'll give my praise to you. Yeah. We give you praise.
Different this morning. Amen. Let me know God is good. Good things are happening. Awesome things are happening. So if you see me in a suit coat, you know what? Here's my decision. I'll do what I want when I want. So I'm going to have the freedom to switch. If I want to wear a coat, I will. If I don't, I won't. But we believe God is a healer.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to have Vicky come up. The Lord touched her last week. Come on up here. Even though you're taller than me, it doesn't matter.
First, I want to give God all the glory and praise, and I have a testimony. Last Saturday, I started with really bad pain in my left leg, all down my back, and I could barely even walk. And so Sunday, we came to church, and they had prayer up here, and I know God told me, you need to go up for prayer. And so when I went up, back up. More than the pain in my leg, I had such a fear in me that I had a blood clot because I had a friend a couple years ago that had really bad pain in her leg, and it ended up being a blood clot, and she ended up passing away. So that's all the enemy was doing to me, is saying, you have a blood clot. You know, you're not going to survive this. So anyways, I mean, it's a little thing, but I went up for prayer. Kim and Mike Paul prayed with me, and I told them, more than the pain, the fear in me is just taking over. And so they prayed for me, and so I sat down, and then I kept bending my legs saying, is it healed? No, I still feel it. I still feel it. But the peace came over me, and God told me, this is not a blood clot. You're going to be fine. Monday came. I still had a little bit of pain in my leg, and then Tuesday I totally forgot about it. And God totally healed me, especially the peace that he gave me that I was going to be fine. So I thank him for giving all the glory.
So this morning, you know, Roger and Vicky are going to pray up here. The other couple that is assigned today, if you come up, we're going to pray for folks. I want someone to go pray for Oren. Something's happened to him. He said he had a concussion, but it's more than that. So we want to lay hands on Oren back. He can't make it up here easily. So why don't you guys, or Jimmy, why don't you go pray for Oren? And Mike White, everyone knows Brother Mike. I understood that he was taken to the emergency room, Detroit Harper. It's kind of a process, but he's got heart issues again. So if we can remember him. I'll pray for Mike. And if you have needs, come up. We believe God heals. Amen. He's a healer. And so he does little things and big things. And so, Father, I pray for Mike White right now, Lord. Not aware of all the circumstances, Lord, but I know he's had heart issues before. His whole family has, Lord. I just pray for Mike. Father, I pray that you would touch him. Pray that there would be nothing seriously wrong and that he'd be back here next Sunday, Lord. So I pray for Mike in that hospital room right now. Touch him, heal him, give him your peace in Jesus' name. And as they pray for Oren over there, Lord, I pray for him, Lord. Faithful man of God, Lord. He's a faithful man here, fixes everything. Does everything, Lord. He's always here, always. Even today, he struggled to get in the door, but he's here. I pray you would heal him, find out what's wrong, Lord. It sure looks like more than a concussion. So whatever it is, touch him and heal him in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have needs, come as we worship. Continue to worship.
What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is.
What a wonderful name it is.
Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names.
What a powerful name it is.
What a powerful name it is.
The name of Jesus Christ, my King.
What a powerful name it is.
And nothing can stand against.
What a powerful name. Sing that. You dance over me.
Our devotion poured out.
Jesus, we love you.
Yes, we do.
And oh.